To be clear, not every New Hampshire barn is iconic at first glance. In fact, after decades of neglect, there's no shortage of rundown eyesores out there.
There were kitty litter pans up here catching drippings to the roof.
This is Peter Rhodes.
There was flea spray by the door to spray your legs because you might get bitten by fleas when you walk through the building. There was rot. It smelled.
A leaky roof, infestation. Those are some serious red flags. But for Rhodes, this dilapidated barn in Northampton had promise. He's in the retail furniture business, and he knew he wanted a space that would say something about his products.
I needed a place that was unique.
So he took the risk, bought the property, and 2 years and $1.2 million later, Rhodes opened the doors of Hubbington's Furniture inside the renovated barn. The original granite posts and exposed beams greet his customers.
The floors in the first floor are all original. They were dry and a little bit smelly, and of course they did have some cows up here before. So we scrubbed them and coated them with 25 gallons of Waterlux to seal them up and still give them a good look.
For a guy selling American-made furniture, that look, this restored barn, makes good business sense. But for Beverly Thomas with the New Hampshire Preservation Alliance, a structure like this is living history.
They really tell the story of where we've been over the last 2-3 centuries. And they are a big part of why tourists come to New Hampshire to see the beauty of the farmsteads and the rolling fields.
That beauty isn't always cheap to maintain. For homeowners who don't farm or raise animals, a barn can be an extra expense. The result is hundreds of agricultural structures being torn down or collapsing each year. The landscape, Thomas says, is slowly changing.
The loss of these iconic barns on the roadside that we pass every day, and we don't really think about them until they're gone, and then we say, oh, shoot, what happened?
The Preservation Alliance wants fewer oh shoots. Next year, the group is launching a program called 52 Barns in 52 Weeks to highlight barn restoration projects. It's also trying to expand the use of a state tax credit for barn rehabs and show owners that saving a barn may not be as expensive as they think.
I've been to barns where the homeowner said, this is a teardown, and you go there. It's like, no, it's not. This barn's actually in pretty good shape, except for this one area.
Often a new roof or some new support beams can help save a barn for another generation. Ian Blackman specializes in restoring barns, from minor fixes to total makeovers.
We are in New Hampton. This is, we call it the Apple Barn because this was an orchard.
The Apple Barn sits high on a hill, overlooking pastoral fields with the Belknap Mountains in the distance. When this orchard closed, the barn, which dates to the 1790s, was left to crumble. Blackman and his crew are putting it back together. They use power tools, but also centuries-old methods for laying the stone foundation and securing rafters. He points up to a 40-foot-long original timber that was a sapling, get this, in the early 1600s.
And you think about what the landscape was at the time and what it was like, that boy, it's awful nice that those aren't just going to be rotting away and falling down.
Spend a little time with people that are into barns, and you realize just how into barns they actually are. For Blackman, each one is a time capsule, a marvel of engineering, and a piece of art.
It is sculpture. I mean, it is beautiful. Now, it was built for a purpose. I mean, it was built for a purpose to house sheep and house fodder and stuff like that. But think about the extra care that went into building this as strong and as beautifully as they built it, whereas today we would just throw up a steel building. No way has this strength and has this connection.
He says the hard work of building the barns is already done. It's now just on us to keep them alive. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.